information Bennington and Shaftesbury needs. You're live and local, 1370 AM, WBTN.
Good morning and welcome to InTune AM, where each week we take a look at the music and the lives of the best local artists in the WBTN listening area. I'm your host, Jerry Nason, and this morning we have a special guest. We have with us a singer-songwriter who plays perhaps more dates in Vermont than any other singer-songwriter I know right now. Welcome, Dwayne Carlton.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Dwayne. So, how's things been going for you?
Things have been going very well indeed. How about you?
They're doing great. Yeah. So, I'm glad that you could join us this morning.
Glad to be here.
So, Dwayne, you have a new CD that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Chasing After the Stars.
That's right.
How many CDs have you put out to date?
I've done probably about eight, I think. I think I've done about half a dozen with my band, and then I've done a couple solo, and I've played on a lot of other people's CDs as just a side guy.
Oh, I know. Well, you're very popular guitarist and backup vocalist. I know I've heard you on Laura Malinelli's CD.
That's correct.
Who else have you played with?
I've played with Rick Reddington, who just came out with a new CD, and I've played with him for years. I've played with Jim Gilmore, who just came out with his CD. And, Robert Wonyu, Bicycle Mary out of Schenectady, mm-hmm. A lot of different people.
Wow. So you those are some good names right there. Mm-hmm. Very talented people. So how is Chasing After the Stars different than some of the other CDs you put out?
Well, Chasing After the Stars was very much I was inspired by Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album, and where he actually had recorded it himself in his own home, and it was much more about just the songs and, you know, that rawness, and it wasn't about the production. You know, there's so much of the music today is in my opinion overly produced. You know, people are, you know, editing each note of their vocal track and using pitch correction to fix their vocals, and it's gotten away from the songwriting part of it and about the music, you know. And a good example in my mind is, you know, you listen to A House of the Rising Sun, you know. And, I mean, that was an actual band playing in the studio, one take, all together live. You know, they did the tune like 14 times, picked the best one, and that's what they put out as a record, you know. And how many millions of records has that sold? And it wasn't about the production of it. It was about the song, you know.
That's right. Exactly right. So, this CD you did yourself. This is a Dwayne Carlton production.
Yeah,
and I think you said you did it on an 8-track.
Yes, I did it on a Boss BR-8 8-track digital home Porta Studio. I mean, we're talking probably a $700 unit, which, you know, I got the thing used, and they don't even make it now, and. You know, we're not talking a ton of equipment. I didn't want it to be about the equipment.
I know, and that's the amazing thing is the CD really sounds very, very good.
Thank you.
I've played it at least a dozen times. It's been cycling in my car and just going over and over. You've got some very good songs on here.
Thank you. Are these
new songs, or are these some of the things you've been doing over the years?
No, actually, they're all new songs or things that I've written in the past couple of years. I'd actually been kind of stockpiling tunes, and you know, another thing that had happened is I kind of went back to my roots with this album because, you know, the first stuff that I ever learned to play was like Neil Young, you know, After the Gold Rush, stuff like that. I loved that when I was first learning how to play guitar. And my older brother Max was a folk guitarist in the 70s, and he was a big inspiration. And to me, you know, it was like I got turned on to some new bands like Sun Volt that reminded me of that, and it kind of kicked me back into doing that kind of stuff again.
So who are some of your other influences?
Steve Earle is a big influence to me. Chris Knight, who is in that same kind of Steve Earle kind of mode. Mm-hmm. Great little, you know, lots of cool songs. Neil Young, Steve Forbert, you know, Springsteen.
I hear a lot of Led Zeppelin in your background with the when you had the band.
Yeah, pretty much 90% of my guitar playing I stole from Jimmy Page. So, you know, that's definitely true. I love Led Zeppelin, and I love the fact that they're number one again after all these years, you know?
You know, with the Heavily Brothers, when you were doing the all the gigs with your friend Rick Reddington, mm-hmm. if you had had a third, I think you guys would have sounded a lot like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So I remember when you came on the TV show, I just kept thinking, you know, how much you reminded me of those guys. You had good harmonies, good guitar playing, and that's really what I like in acoustic music, is people who can sing together and play together, and they've got the intricate finger picking and the cool rhythms.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really enjoyable about when I get to play with Rick is that he and I came from the same background. You know, there's so many bands that we had that were influences to both of us, and yet our guitar playing is very different, so it kind of fits together, you know. And you know, to be honest, I'm giving away secrets here, but Rick and I have only ever practiced together, I think, maybe three times in our life.
Are you fooling? No. God, the synergy you two have when you meet is incredible. Oh. It's just like you have a special chemistry between the two of you.
You know, and yeah, even we feel that way. I mean, there are times where there's a weird psychic connection where, you know, he knows what I'm going to play, I know what he's going to play, and we can play off of each other that way.
Wow. So do you want to play one live for us now, or would you like to hear one off the CD?
I'd be more than happy to play one.
Oh, very good. Let's Excellent. Do it and get it out of the way.
All right. This one's on the CD.